were the words which on February the 17th, 1940, rang round the world heralding a British naval exploit, which in its daring and gallantry will go down in history alongside the heart-stirring deeds of Drake, Raleigh, and Nelson. Here are the thrilling moments from that epic adventure when 300 of our merchant seamen in the German prison ship Altmark were rescued at the 11th hour by His Majesty's ship Cossack.
Well, we ought to be on the spot now. Hold on. What's that over there?
Better go downstairs and have a look.
One big puddle off. It's about the right size. A-L-T Altmark. By jingo, we've got her.
North Sea flight to headquarters. North Sea flight to headquarters. Altmark sighted Josing Fjord. Altmark sighted Josing Fjord. Over.
So the destroyer Cossack set out on her adventurous mission. Her orders were to close with the Altmark, search her, and rescue her prisoners. Meanwhile, what had been happening aboard the Altmark? Second engineer George Arthur King of the Doric Star, one of the prisoners, will take up the story.
We were sailing down the Norwegian coast, and out of the people we saw four ships. We made an attempt to break through, but were thrown back with hoses, cudgels, and threats of shooting. We tried blowing SOSs on pocket whistles, and we yelled all the songs we could think about, and beat on iron bars and tins. Ships were right alongside, but did not hear us, and they went away. The next afternoon, our prison ship ran up a creek. We heard a plane fly over. We could hear the ship running into thick ice. The crew were in a panic.
The Cossack was alongside.
You British prisoners down there? Yeah. Well, the Navy's here. You're safe.
Hey. Just in time. We'd have all been blown sky high in a couple of minutes. The ship's full of time bombs.
Well, you're all right now. Come on up on deck. At the double. Hey.
And surely the words of the First Lord of the Admiralty, the Right Honourable Winston Churchill, when he spoke of the Graf Spee action, apply equally to the thrilling venture of the Cossack.
In a dark, cold winter, it warmed the cockles of the British heart.
Well done, Cossack.